You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, July 27, 2018, week 253. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it's time for some Destiny Pizza. Let's get into some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Kim's Convenience. It's finally on Netflix. All the seasons, two or three. I don't remember how many seasons it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's about a Korean family in Canada that owns a convenience store and what it's like to be the child of immigrants.
Ooh, cool.
So go watch it. Surprisingly heavy. You'd think it'd be like a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Deep. All right. Mine is a little not very deep movie that's about a fighter pilot, AI fighter pilot, that goes kind of haywire, tries to kill everybody.
Yeah, it's like what drones are going to do in a few years.
Yeah, so it's ahead of its time, really, this movie, with Jamie Foxx, Jessica Biel, just in the air.
In a third person.
In a third person, I can't quite remember who. But those people are still famous.
Yeah.
So the jet tries to kill everybody.
Now
and
I
enjoyed
is.
This movie. It's a not very deep movie, though. Very much a jet trying to kill.
Josh Lucas.
That's the guy. Don't know who that is, really.
He looks famous.
I'm sure I know his face.
I think he's a TV star.
I think the name's too basic. Josh Lucas.
He was in Hulk?
Like the Hulk? Like Incredible Hulk or like the Hulk or like the TV show?
Eric Bana Hulk.
Eric Bana. I never saw that. Did you ever see that one? The
no.
Hulk? Eric Bana Hulk? I never saw it. Just heard it was so bad.
Yeah. What's on Netflix today?
We got Extinction, Cupcake and Dino, General Services, Orange is the New Black Season 6, Roman Empire, Reign of Blood, Master of Rome.
That's all one title.
It's all one title. The Bleeding Edge, The Worst Witch Season 2, Welcome to the Family. And on Saturday, Shameless Season 6, The
eight.
Cup. Wow, why did I say 6?
Oh.
Shameless Season 8, The Company Men, 29th, Her, Sophia the First Season 4.
Nice.
Sweet.
How's your week?
My week was all right. Working all week.
Did it go by fast for you?
Yeah, it was a quick week.
It was surprising. I don't know why I felt so quick.
Quick week. Yeah. I think because it was like a long... 4th of July, the week after, was like a long week. I think I may be getting back into the groove of it being quick week. But it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Found out that Whole Foods has a... You know Whole Foods has a trivia night? Did not know Whole Foods has a trivia night. Went to Whole Foods trivia night.
Nice.
The bar they got there. It was really weird.
Is it like group trivia?
Group trivia.
Nice.
It was fun, but like people are too intense there.
People are very intense at trivia nights
in
general.
Yeah. But I've been to a couple other and it wasn't as intense, but this one was pretty intense and like it wasn't, it seemed like everybody there was like a regular at doing it. So it was like we tried to do it, but like we're drinking and doing it. But then there was they were saying things, but they weren't fully explaining. And there was like questions on a board, but we couldn't see the board, but they wouldn't tell it. They just said something. Like, it was like, it was something about seven Chris's or something, but we could only vaguely hear them, but they didn't explain it. So everyone knew what they were doing, so we missed a total round because they wouldn't even.
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird, but we were doing pretty good. But then there were a bunch of like, they're just rule, like stuff everyone already knew, but they didn't go over the rules properly. Like, there was like double your points or whatever, double or nothing.
Oh, yeah, you can do double or nothing.
Yeah.
It depends on, I don't know who's running this trivia night.
But yeah.
There's like, that's like a company now.
Yeah, that,
like,
it's runs a company. So they must go to all over.
Yeah.
To do, it's probably the same type of thing, but I didn't know what double or nothing meant, because it was like people were getting, they're reading out the scores and you're like, how did they get that score? Because if it was or nothing, they would get zero.
Yeah.
And that wasn't happening, so obviously there's some, we just didn't completely understand
that's
the
crazy
rules, which was fine. But yeah, we're doing pretty well. It's pretty fun.
Nice.
That yeah, nothing really else much exciting did during the week. But yeah, what have you been up to this last week?
Let's see. I don't know. Work. A lot of work. And then... I drilled those tiny holes.
Mm-hmm.
2 millimeter holes.
Yeah.
Put magnets inside of them. for this thing. And online, I found 1mm magnets, and I'm very excited by that because I'm like, these are tiny magnets.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Organized some miniatures. I got like one of these extra, these cases, and I just put foam in there, put all these miniatures in there. And then watched a lot of Eastbound and Down, Tara's house. Made ice cream. Ate ice cream. Yeah. Pretty low-key. I went back to that place, Scoops.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday night.
Oh, Scoops.
Yeah.
Back again.
So good. Yeah, not really. I didn't really do much. I don't know.
Yeah.
Trying to hang low-key. We'll try to watch Drinking Buddies again. The movie bummed me out.
Oh, really? It is a bummer.
I was like, I want to see how it's been a few years, I feel like.
Yeah.
It was a bummer movie. I was like, I want to watch Eastbound and Down.
I need something to uplift me.
Yeah, I want to see someone else. It's just like, that's life is sad, but they don't realize how sad their life is.
Yeah.
And that's the movie. That's Eastbound and Down.
Yeah. You can laugh at it, though.
Yeah. That's about it. I don't know. Been eating a lot of Trader Joe's food. We're stocked up on all this good.
Nice.
The move for me right now, caramelized onion dip with the ghost pepper chips. Because ghost pepper chips aren't that spicy, but they're a very good potato chip.
Okay.
And you dip it in that.
If you say it's not that spicy, I believe you. I should try that.
You dip it in that caramelized onion dip.
That and name then alone all the spice. Scares me. I'm like, ghost pepper.
Yeah, it sounds scary. And then I had to read the ingredients because I was like, did they put real ghost pepper in there? Because I don't believe it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
No.
I think it's just a...
They say there's a ghost pepper blend.
There's a thing with heat where it's like you have to sell that it's hot.
But it also has to be edible.
But it has to be at a level. But everybody's level is different. So it's always like, yeah, you got to call it ghost pepper. But
there's more black
pepper
in it. Then ghost pepper.
Okay. Yeah, hot's that's a really weird scale of like what do you tell people and what do you don't?
I tried the strawberry Soylent this week.
Any good?
Tastes all right. I like it.
Tastes all right. Best flavor or just what's the best
flavor?
I like
the chocolate. That chocolate's really, I'm not a big chocolate guy, but
yeah.
I don't like chocolate ice cream. Like I don't eat chocolate ice cream. I don't eat chocolate cake. But that chocolate Soylent was good.
I like chocolate cake every now. I like chocolate.
I like German chocolate cake.
I like them all every now and then.
I prefer if someone's like, hey, you
want
cake?
Not my go-to flavor, but.
If someone says like birthday cake, I instantly think white cake with vanilla frosting. And that's like that's my jam.
Yeah.
Layer cake. But.
Yeah.
I find chocolate cake a lot of the time is too rich.
Yeah. I think because I got that white cake. So I feel like it as a change up. As a change up once in a while.
I won't say no to it. To chocolate cake.
Yeah.
But I prefer a white cake. That's about it. I don't know. I didn't do anything. That's crazy. We're going to go see Space Monkeys tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
And we're seeing Crazy Rotation tomorrow.
Yes.
A long day.
Should be fun, too. How many people are supposed to get that screening?
100 and something.
Damn.
130, I think. Brian's supposed to be there.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He's not going to... Well, Comic-Con's pretty much done, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because... Well, so nothing really happens on Sunday, right?
Not really.
On Comic-Con. What would be your game plan for Comic-Con? Like, would you have one? Like, because it, like, seems like a...
Friday.
I always wonder that, what people do at Comic-Con, because, like... Because if you go to Hall H, that's your plan, right? That's all you're doing?
So, like, the Saturday is Hall H.
Yeah. But, like, I assume most people go there and they're like, oh, this is such a long line. They just go to these random smaller panels. But,
yeah.
I don't know. Seems like an interesting... Comic-Con seems like an interesting thing because, like, you can't do everything. I guess, like, one day you do the floor, one day you go to panels. I don't know. But, like, this Comic-Con still seems as crowded as ever, and it's not even, like, as big as, like, Marvel Studios isn't there.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
Like, no one's really there. Well, I'm just saying Marvel Studios and Game of Thrones, but those are two of the biggest things
right now. And Westworld.
Westworld's not there. That's true, too. Why isn't Westworld? I guess because they just ended in there.
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Don't have a plan. Don't talk to us.
Now. That's about it. I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, me either.
And then I'm going to turn off this recording, and then it's going to be like, oh yeah, you forgot to mention all this crazy stuff.
All this stuff did happen.
No, drank a lot of coffee.
Is this screening one of the screens where we can't say that we saw it, or what? What's
I think we can say we saw it.
Okay.
We'll find out tomorrow. Right. Mylan has to give a speech.
Are we even able to talk about it now?
She has to give a speech before it.
Okay, and we'll learn.
And we're not even meant to go to this thing. It's meant for, like, Asian kids in high school.
Why?
We're only going because we know the person putting it on.
Yeah. But, like, there's other people going that don't know her?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Like, people that went to our high school, and they're like, I don't know why.
What's the screening? Is it screening for a specific reason?
Warner Brothers decided to give her a screening.
Okay, just to...
Dude, her brand is building. We need to get her on the podcast. Yeah. And be like, yo, give us your fans.
Yeah. Because that always works.
She got, like, a free mattress.
Nice.
For, like, just putting it on Instagram.
Sweet.
Didn't even have to tag them in it. It's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
It's like a $2,000 mattress.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a fancier mattress than Casper.
That's nuts. That's an expensive mattress.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's...
That's her life.
That's what happens. Work hard and...
Yeah.
Get followers. I don't know how you do that stuff.
All that time I was wasting in college, I could have been getting followers.
True. You really wasted time.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it, I guess. Thank you for listening.
So.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.